Welcome to the SpeechCamp audio download series. I'm Eddie O'Hanlon, your narrator. These audio downloads are designed to help you improve your public speaking skills. Each download is packed with tips, tools, and techniques to bring your presentation skills to the next level. This audio download is the audio version of the blog article entitled Job Interview Essentials. In the summer of 1996, I failed my first ever job interview. I had completed my bachelor's degree in mathematics in University College Galway, as it was known back then. I had a confident swagger about me, founded on good grades and 4 years confined to the comfort zone of third-level life. British Telecom had arrived on campus to see what bright minds they could assimilate into their workforce. I applied for an interview, suited myself up, and readied myself to impress. Halfway through the process, my interviewer, let's call him John, said, "So why do you want to work for British Telecom?" I don't remember my response word for word, mostly because I replied with a barely coherent onslaught of waffle. As I recall, what I did manage to convey quite successfully was that I hadn't seriously thought about why I had applied. Between you, me, and this download, I was primarily motivated by my classmates who were also applying. I had no clear vision of my future, except that I kind of knew I wanted a job rather than a PhD. And I wasn't even sure about that. John saw right through me, and I never heard back from BT. The lesson I learned that day was that before I applied for any more jobs, I needed to be clear about why. If I had been honest with John that day, and I said that I wanted money or security or some kind of stimulation in a shiny building somewhere, well, that would have at least demonstrated some sort of why. This brings up the issue of why most people apply for the jobs they do, and whether that why that they have is good enough. Let's face it, in a perfect world, all people should be able to say that they applied for a job because they were genuinely excited by the role and the company in question. That's not the way it works out, though, is it? What's my solution? Well, let's first look at using barefaced honesty. For example, I applied for this job because I need the money. Or, I went for this job because I can't find anything else. Or, I applied for this job because my husband, wife, friends, and so on told me to. You might argue that it's better to bluff, pretend, and lie. Happily, there is a third alternative, which is my top tip for today. Whatever your reasons are for applying for a job, get interested in the role and the company in question, if you are not already. Then prepare for the interview. If you cannot find a way to get passionate about a role that you are applying for, you should not be applying for it. Even if your prime motivation is to pay the bills, there must be something you can find about the job itself or the company to get you fired up. It's your job to find that so-called hook. Because your audience, the interviewers in this case, will pick up on your passion. Think about it. If they had to choose between two people with equal skills, one with only selfish motivations and one with a pinch of passion about the role or company, I hope it's obvious which one is the better candidate. Nothing trumps passion. And by the way, it should not matter how menial a role may seem to you, or anyone else. Are you applying to flip burgers in a fast food takeaway? Okay, it may not be your life's dream to be the best burger flipper on the planet, but you might be able to pick up some essential skills in the following areas. Number 1. People management. In other words, how to deal with customers, solve conflicts, and so on. Number 2. Time management. For example, how rosters are managed, budgeting food preparation times, managing queues, and so on. Number 3. Business management. For example, profit margins, handling cash, marketing skills, and so on. You can learn quite a lot from practically every job on the planet. Please note, a decent interviewer will be able to tell if an applicant is not interested in their role or company. The tragedy is that most interviewees fail to get themselves interested, or worse, they fail to demonstrate that passion. By the way, from the interviewer's point of view, it's a fair question to ask. Why our company and not a rival down the street? And it's not good enough to say, because the rival isn't hiring right now. Now that I've made my point, let me offer a number of tips to help you. Before the interview. Number 1. Find out as much as you can about the company and the position you are applying for. Be very clear on why you are applying, including all possible hooks. For example, I'd like to know more about how the retail business works. Or, I'm impressed by your marketing abilities. I'd love to know more. Or, I want to develop my customer hospitality skills. Number 2. List between 8 and 10 questions that you could be asked during the interview. Group the questions under 3 broad categories. Firstly, the personal and human resource orientated questions, for example, your passions and hobbies and so on. Secondly, you've got your technical, specific skill-related questions that are relevant to the role. And finally, general career goal-orientated questions. What your ambitions are, what your future goals are. For each of these questions, write down 30 to 45 second scripts as answers. Now, you do not need to stick to these scripts during your interview. Feel free to paraphrase without falling into waffle. Number 3. Put all other candidates out of your mind. Nothing about them will help your interview, so forget they exist. Even if an earlier candidate catches you in the corridor and offers a remark about difficult questions or a challenging interviewer, remember, that's just their perception. Carry no judgments when it's your turn. During the interview. Number 1. Make sure you smile sincerely at all interviewers to put their minds at ease. Please note, being an interviewer can be as scary as being the interviewee. So imagine you putting them at ease for a change. Number 2. If there is more than one interviewer, no matter which interviewer is asking you a particular question, make sure you offer eye contact to all of the other interviewers while you speak. Never focus too much on one face because the others might feel ignored. Number 3. Remember, your job is to generate a trust relationship with your interviewers, so please be open with your personality. Number 4. Focus on passion at least as much as knowledge and demonstrate this through your language. Cut down on phrases like, "I was the best in this or that," and move towards phrases like, "I am most passionate about this or that." Number 5. If you do not know the answer to something, don't bluff. Admit that you don't know. If you like, say that you would love to learn whatever it is. Number 6. If you feel like you made a mistake at any stage, ignore it and move on with the interview. Never let mistakes faze you. Confidence and a willingness to learn from mistakes are very important traits. Number 7. Don't be afraid to ask questions when you are offered the opportunity. This demonstrates your interest in the job and the company. After the interview. Number 1. Don't focus on all the things you did wrong. Stay confident and assured about your performance, but write down anything interesting that happened during the interview. You might be able to spot something important that you could address at a second interview. Number 2. If you don't get the job, do not despair. Ask for feedback on why you were not successful on that occasion. I will leave you today with one final tip in the form of a quote. The quote comes from Catherine Whitehorn. Find out what you like doing best and get someone to pay you for doing it. This download was provided by SpeechCamp, Ireland's top quality presentation skills training company. Visit us at www.speechcamp.ie.
www.speechcamp.ie.